Bridge FM with Keith Maddox and Sheila Tomac, and joining us on the phone is Eli Yoder. Hi, Eli. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How you doing?
Got a lot of snow, but we're doing all right. Wanted to talk to you about you coming to Westport Wesleyan Church, but first, let's talk a little bit about your background. Tell us about your life and why you're coming to church to speak here on Sunday.
Yeah, I grew up Old Order Amish, more of the conservative groups. We had an ordinance in the church. You had to follow that. When you get baptized, you swear and make an oath that you're going to follow that. And you make that oath between God and the Amish church. If you break some of those rules, then they can shun you. I left the Amish at 18 because I disqualified for that baptism where I would have made that oath because I did break some rules. We were very conservative, couldn't even have bicycles. So I did ride a bicycle, got caught. And after that, I decided I'm going to leave the Amish. But for the next 19 years after I left, I kind of ran from God. I became basically an atheist. I didn't want to have anything to do with God. I didn't want to read the Bible. Those people that came up as Christians and said, hey, you know, I want to share the gospel with you, I went the other way. I didn't want to hear anything about it because I got to where I wanted to be the captain of my ship. I want to be in control of my life. I want freedom. So therefore, I went on a path of my own. One day in 2017, in my semi-truck, I picked up a English version of the Bible, and I was absolutely stunned what I was reading. In the Amish, we had a German 1522 Martin Luther version.
Wow.
But yet we couldn't understand it being in German, but we were also taught in our group that you couldn't have an English version of the Bible or it will deceive you. Because those non-Amish people, which we always called English, claim to be saved, but yet they can live how they want. They can have electricity. They can drive cars. We got to be separate from that, we were taught, you know. So I never read an English version of the Bible until that day in my semi-truck, and I remember just calling out to God and like, wow, is this really your word? Who are you? There's no more religion between me and you. And I literally felt a peace come over me, and I just cried. And that's where my journey started. I realized that it was more about a relationship with our Lord rather than being religious.
Right.
What makes it so important for you to be speaking at churches and making sure people understand what you went through?
What is so important for me is to bring that truth now to those that don't know the truth. It's no longer about me. I know the truth, and the truth has set me free. And I know I have
Amen.
Salvation in Christ. So my biggest mission, what the Lord put on my heart after I got saved, was to now use that same truth that set me free and go out and set other captives free. And that's one of the missions that I'm on right now. It's not just reaching back to my people, the Amish, but to all cultures, all races, all nationalities. Doesn't matter who you are, if you're still alive and breathing today, you're here for such a time as this. And God wants to get a hold of every heart. And if they just know that truth, and if I share that truth, then God can draw them near to Him. And that's what it's all about. It's not about me no more. It's about those that don't know what I know.
Now, how did the whole YouTube thing come about? How did you decide, you know what, I'm going to start making videos?
Yeah, that was just kind of something that fell in my lap. You know, as a truck driver, I have a lot of time in docks getting loaded or unloaded. And one day, I was in the Bible, and I just felt led to share my faith. I was very nervous. I was kind of shaking. I was so nervous. But I knew I wanted to share what I discovered in the Bible. And so I just booted up a video, and pretty soon I'm on YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, using all of the platforms. And I had no idea what the Lord was going to do. And the video started going viral. Some of the people were noticing that I was just sharing about what Jesus done for me, and telling them about this Jesus, rather than telling them they must believe in what I believe in, or they must go to church. I wasn't saying anything about what they should do, other than reading the truth for themselves, and then letting Jesus do the rest. And it was resonating with people to where it just blew up. It became something that I never thought was possible, but that's what God did. And now I'm ministering to more than 3.5 million people online.
That
wow.
is so awesome. Tell me, Eli, have you had any success in your original Amish community?
Very little, because us former Amish that are viewed as giving ourselves over to the world, we're viewed as giving ourselves over to the devil. So it's nearly impossible for me to go into the community personally myself. So what I do is I've given Bibles to some of the taxi drivers, because they all hire drivers. They do business with non-Amish people. So we have been able to get the word of God into my community through other avenues. They may not know that that Bible came from me, but they still got the Bible. So I'm getting great feedback from not just my community, but many communities in Ohio, Pennsylvania, Kentucky, Indiana, where Amish people are getting saved. And usually they want to leave because there's a lot of backlash if you claim to be saved in the conservative groups. So it's been very successful how God was able to use former Amish, not just myself, but there's a couple of missionaries now that reach back into our people, the Amish, to try to help save them.
Well, I think it's great that you're doing all of that work and that you're letting, you know, so many of us English know about that and your experience through your life. And I think it's great that you're sharing that. And yeah, 3.5 million people online follow you. And I think that's awesome. And now you are coming to Westport Wesleyan Church this Sunday, the 12th. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I always try to kind of pick their brain a little bit when churches reach out, because we have so many of them reach out. And I kind of want to get to know what they stand for, because there's so many religions and denominations everywhere. And so I always try to get to understand what are they doing, what's their motive, why are they in the ministry. And I learned in the very first conversation that they like going into the community. Wherever you're at in life's journey, they want to walk with you and beside you and help you. You know, they wasn't just a Sunday Christian, but they were Monday through Sunday Christians. I noticed that right away, and that's the kind of people I like to minister to and share testimony with. And when I realized what they stand for, I was very blessed that they invited me to come down and share my testimony.
All right, that sounds great. Now, what time are you going to be there on Sunday?
Yeah, I'll be there at 10:30. I'll probably be there early, obviously, by maybe probably 9:30 or so. But yeah, 10:30 I think is when they start worship, and then I'm just going to share my testimony, maybe some preaching, whatever the Holy Spirit leads.
Oh, that sounds great. Can't wait to see you there, because my wife Cassie and I plan on being there and checking it out. So that's at Westport Wesleyan Church. This Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Eli Yoder is the speaker, and he's been joining us on the phone this morning. Eli, thank you so much for your time, and can't wait to hear what you have to share from the Lord on Sunday.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you very much for having me on.